Pakistani-American and admitted terrorist David Headley delivered detailed information on the collaboration between Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Agency and the militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is accused of carrying out the three-day siege on India's financial capital. Reporters have been banned from recording the trial, but VOA's Urdu service reporter Aisha Tanzim has been in the courtroom listening to Headley's testimony.
David Headley said in the courtroom that the ISI is, in his words, an umbrella of militant groups like Lashkar-e-Taiba or Jaish-e-Mohammed. He said that the ISI provides the military and financial support and training, and he explained throughout the proceedings in the last 3 days that when they were planning Mumbai, Lashkar-e-Taiba and the ISI worked very closely.
Headley is the key witness in the trial of Tahawur Rana that began last week in the U.S. Midwestern city of Chicago. Rana, a Pakistani-Canadian man and longtime Chicago resident, is accused of helping plan the Mumbai attacks that killed 166 people. Prosecutors say he allowed Headley to pose as an executive with his immigration business as a cover while Headley scouted targets in Mumbai. Rana has pleaded innocent, and his attorneys say he had no knowledge that Headley was going to Mumbai to plot attacks. The trial comes less than a month after U.S. forces found and killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in the Pakistani garrison town of Abbottabad. The revelation heightened long-standing U.S. suspicions that Pakistani officials are collaborating with terrorists. Reporter Aisha Tanzim says bin Laden's death has an effect on the Chicago trial.
A lot of people who've been covering this trial from the beginning say that pre-Bin Laden, the interest in this trial was not as much, and now this trial is getting a lot of attention. Everybody's looking at it from the prism of the relationship between ISI and Lashkar-e-Taiba.
Islamabad has admitted the Mumbai attacks were partially planned on Pakistani soil, but it has repeatedly denied any government involvement. An analyst for the policy group The Rand Corporation, Jason Campbell, says evidence introduced in the trial shows it's unlikely ISI's top officials were involved. But he says Headley's testimony shines a light on the relationship between elements of the ISI and Pakistani terror groups.
He's saying it in a way that is making it clear that the connections with the ISI and the LET are very much formalized and pretty pervasive throughout the organization.
Headley told the jury of 8 women and 4 men that an ISI officer offered him funds to scout targets in Mumbai, and eventually chose the Jewish Center attacked in Mumbai in 2008. The trial is expected to complicate the already fragile ties between Washington and Islamabad, but Mohid Yusuf, the South Asia advisor for the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, says Headley's testimony will not have a lasting impact on the country's relations.
I think the relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan is so critical, and the issue of Afghanistan is so overbearingly important for the U.S. that I don't see any rupture in the relationship or any efforts to create a further divide just because of this testimony.
Yusuf says Headley's testimony is also complicating the tense relationship between Pakistan and neighboring India. The trial could have a significant effect on their weak, drawn-out peace process that centers on the disputed Kashmir region.
It's absolutely disastrous because these two countries are just getting back to the table and finding ways to reinvigorate their peace process and move forward towards normalization.
Prosecutors are expected to wrap up questioning Headley this week so that Rana's defense team can begin their cross-examination. Rana's attorneys have questioned Headley's credibility, citing his history of multiple wives and drug trafficking. Headley worked as an informant for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration after a drug trafficking conviction. He agreed to testify against his longtime friend as part of a plea bargain to avoid the death penalty. 6 others are indicted in the case, but remain at large. If convicted, Rana faces life in prison. Julianne McKellogg, VOA News, Washington.